This is World Lutheran News Digest. Это всемирные лютеранские новости.
Dr. Robert George, Vice Chairman of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom and a former professor of jurisprudence at Princeton University, says the commission's been in operation since 1998.
The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom is an independent, bipartisan government agency. It was created under the International Religious Freedom Act of 1998, which was enacted by bipartisan majorities in both houses of Congress, signed into law by President Clinton.
Its purpose is to keep tabs on religious freedom issues throughout the world and then advise the Congress, State Department, and the President on the situation.
The mission of the commission is to monitor religious freedom around the world and to advise Congress, the Department of State, and the President on religious freedom issues in international affairs.
Religious freedom has always been one of the keystones of American society. Part of the act that created the commission is to make religious freedom a goal of American foreign policy.
The goal of the International Religious Freedom Act was also to elevate the priority of religious freedom in the formation and execution of the foreign and diplomatic policy of the United States.
In this divisive age, the concept of religious freedom is one that enjoys broad support across the American political spectrum.
Religious freedom as a value, especially in international affairs, is one that is believed in by Republicans and Democrats, by liberals and conservatives. It's an issue that unites Americans. It's not one that divides Americans. And
last May, Commissioner George delivered the commission's findings to Congress. He said the news was not good.
The bad news, and it's very bad news, is that the situation for religious freedom around the world is bleak, and it seems to be getting bleaker.
Religious freedom is the exception, not the rule worldwide. George says that more than three-fourths of the world's population lives where there is religious oppression.
The Pew Foundation report indicates that 76% of the world, more than three-quarters of the population of the world, live under regimes which either themselves routinely and significantly violate people's basic right to religious freedom, or stand by idly doing nothing while mobs or thugs or terrorists act against religious minorities, threaten people, abuse people, violate their basic right to religious freedom.
These violations literally span the globe and are not restricted to any particular geographic area.
We find the abuses stretching across the globe, from North Korea and China and Vietnam and Burma through the Middle East, Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, over to Africa, to Egypt, Nigeria, Sudan, and Central African Republic, over to Cuba, where the Castro regime continues to violate religious freedom routinely.
Christians are regularly persecuted in Islamic countries, but within Islam, various branches, such as Sunni and Shiite, often persecute each other. There's even persecution of Muslims by Buddhists.
I mean, there are some places where Shiite majorities oppress Sunni minorities, as well as Sufi minorities and other Ismailis, other non-Muslim, other Muslim minorities. There's sometimes where it's the reverse. There are sometimes where Muslims are being persecuted by people of other faiths. For example, in Burma, the Rohingya Muslims are very badly mistreated, abused, persecuted by the Buddhist majority.
Ominously, George says the commission finds a sharp rise in anti-Semitism.
I am very sad to say that it is on the rise, and it's on the rise even in Europe, which one would have thought, one certainly would have hoped, would have gotten past anti-Semitism given the horrific reality of what anti-Semitism produced in the show of the Nazi Holocaust.
Commissioner George says that what makes this latest rise in anti-Semitism so disturbing is that it is broad-based, crossing ethnic and political lines.
We see anti-Semitism on the rise in Europe, not just Eastern Europe, by the way, Western Europe as well, and not only among immigrant populations, but among the native populations, and not only by the kind of radical neo-Nazi skinhead groups, but also by secularists who disrespect the rights of religious rights of Jews on the basis of ideologies.
As examples, some places in Europe are banning kosher slaughter of animals or circumcision.
For example, you find countries, liberal, secular countries, banning kosher slaughter, and halal slaughter, by the way. It affects both Jews and Muslims, making it difficult, of course, for them to live by their faith. Even banning circumcision, which is a requirement in the Jewish faith.
The public rationale for such restrictions are protection of animals or protecting children. But keeping kosher and circumcision are not optional in the Jewish faith. This puts an intolerable pressure on observant Jews.
There are places in Western Europe where liberal secularist populations are hostile to circumcision, even banning circumcision, which means that faithful Jews, bound by their covenant to practice circumcision with male infant children, simply cannot live there. They are given the choice, essentially, of breaking the law and becoming criminals or leaving.
These are some of the findings the commission presented to the Congress. Before the report, the commission listed 8 countries: Burma, China, Eritrea, Iran, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, and Uzbekistan as countries of particular concern, this for their, quote, systematic and ongoing and egregious violations of religious freedom, unquote. The commission further recommended that another 8 countries, Egypt, Iraq, Nigeria, Pakistan, Syria, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Vietnam be designated as countries of particular concern as well. On July 28, the State Department agreed to list only one of the recommended countries, Turkmenistan, as being a country of particular interest. Not including the other 7 countries was disappointing. According to Commission Chairwoman Katrina Lantos-Sweat, she cited Pakistan as representing the worst example of those countries not currently listed. In other action, President Obama has named an ambassador at large for international religious freedom, as required by the International Religious Freedom Act of 1998. The nominee is Rabbi David Saperstein, who served as the commission's first chairman. The post of ambassador at large for religious freedom has been problematic for the Obama administration. It was vacant when the administration took over in January 2009, and it remained unfilled until April 2011, when Suzanne Johnson Cook was confirmed by the Senate. She resigned in October 2013. The commission's work continues, monitoring the state of religious freedom around the world. Commissioner George says the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod plays an important role in the world.
First, let me say, wearing my hat as a member and as vice chairman of the commission, that we welcome the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's cooperation with our work. We see you and other churches and other religious traditions, Christian and non-Christian alike, as partners. We need information that you gather from your work around the world.
Kip Allen, World Lutheran News Digest. World Lutheran News Digest may be heard every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. and again on Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. Central Time on Worldwide KFUO Radio. It may also be heard anytime, streaming online at kfuo.org. Join us again next Saturday for another new edition of World Lutheran News Digest. I'm your host, Kip Allen.
World Lutheran News Digest is a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO. You can also listen to WLN Digest on demand at kfuo.org. To correspond with World Lutheran News Digest, email news@kfuo.org.